Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Thursday morning. We're broadcasting from WBLQ, and today I'm on the road. I am in North Granby, Connecticut, where it is absolutely beautiful up here in the Northeast. We have a great show scheduled for today. I just want to do a little housekeeping. You certainly can follow along in the show and check out all of our coaches on onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. If you want to call in, we do have a call-in number. I will be announcing that shortly. And so, you know what, let's just jump right in. Today we have Martha Stredienko on the show, and I just want to first give a big call out to Martha, because Martha has been with me the entire time that we've been on the air. She's helped me with the website, pretty much done the website, let's just be honest about that, and has given me lots of feedback and kind of held my hand, which was really fantastic, especially in the very early days when I didn't know a thing, and I don't still think I know that much about radio, but Martha's been with me the whole time, and so I just want to give her a huge thank you about that. So, Martha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Karen. That was just so nice for that acknowledgement, and I have to say it's really, really been a pleasure for me to be working with you, to watch how the shows have evolved, to listen to them all, and it's just been, so far, a really, really great experience, so I'm really, really happy to be doing this with you.
Well, good. I'm glad, and I'm so happy you did it with me as well. So for those of you who are not familiar to the show, you can go to our website, which is On Purpose with Karen Florence, and listen to all of our archived shows. So all the shows have been recorded, and they are on the website, and they will remain on the website. And, of course, we've had some really great guests on the show, and that's been really wonderful. And today, it is Martha. So let me just say that Martha and I are colleagues. We actually met. We both went to the same coaching school, and I graduated a little bit before her and happened to be sitting in and assisting in a class that she was taking, and we had this very unusual event that happened that made us look at each other and say, oh, really? Just one of those really unique, where have you been all my life kind of moments, and it's been
that's really true.
That's friendship
really true.
Since then. And Martha has really developed into a marvelous, marvelous coach, and has coached me as well. So, Martha, let's just talk a little bit about you, what, you know, your little bit about your background, what you do, and what about your coaching practice.
Okay. Well, you know, first I want to just say one thing, you know, about our coaching. And I know we've coached with each other and coached each other, learned a lot together. And I think that the one thing I want to say about it is that a lot of our ideas about coaching and the way we coach are very, very similar. And both of our coaching is really based on the idea of transformation. And I think that's really the topic of our call today and what we're going to be talking about and what it is and, you know, how coaching can and help that process. So you want to know a little bit about me. So I'm going to start from the beginning. And I think the big thing to know about me is that why I do this and the road that led me here was just an insatiable curiosity about how the world works, how our minds work, how I work, ever since I was a small kid. And I had burning questions all along, and these were like really big questions, like, who am I? You know, what is this I that I am, you know, that makes me who I am? Do I see, you know, the color red the same way that somebody else sees the color red? And, you know, during my education, I couldn't get any of these questions answered. My physics classes didn't give me the answers I wanted. When I asked a question like, what is time? Everybody looked at me like I had 12 heads. My philosophy classes in college ended up leaving me more confused than I was before. So it kind of set me on a particular path, which was rather circuitous. And it kind of led me to something which I call my second education, and that was a spiritual education. And after my first job, which was doing social work in the high-rise projects of South Philadelphia, I was like totally had more questions than I ever had before. And it put me on a spiritual path, and I spent about 10 years doing that on a journey, living in an ashram in India, and studying all the Eastern wisdom traditions. So that kind of formed the foundation of my knowledge base and what I use in my coaching today.
Excellent. So what made you decide to become a coach?
That's a really good question. What made me decide to be a coach? You know, I think the biggest thing was that during all this time, you know, and the path that I took, which involved doing a lot of corporate work, living in the world, kind of my third education, I always wanted to have somebody that could help me, that helped me answer questions, and that, you know, could kind of, you know, look at things in a more spiritual way, since that was the way that I was looking at it. And so coaching provided a vehicle for me to be able to do that for other people. Mm-hmm. What I wanted was what I thought other people could use too.
Yeah. You know, it is true that we have a lot of base beliefs that you have and I have. And, you know, I just want to call this out a little bit about the coaching world. That, you know, I often have clients who think they want to become coaches, and actually four of my clients have become coaches, and I'm very proud of them for that. But when I also mentor coaches through other schools, and they don't have this transformation component in their coaching. There are many coaching schools out there that are business coaching, or they call themselves, you know, life coaching. I'm going to help you get organized. But there is something deeper that we do and that people who come out of the school that we went to do that is different. And I just want to touch on that for a moment, because I think it's really an important differentiation between what we do and what other coaches might be doing. So let's just talk about that for a moment. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, give me your...
I do. And I think it's really this idea of inner transformation. And this, I think, is essential to really any kind of change that happens. It's not that we're going to change the world around us, which we actually may do and which we actually should do. With everything we do, we kind of do. But in order for that to happen, there has to be something inside that really changes in ourselves. And a lot of what this is really based around our own belief structures. That the way that we see the world and what we do in the world is really a function of what we believe. It's the paradigm that we live in. And this, to me, is what inner transformation is all about.
So, you know, we've got about 2 minutes left before we have to go to break, and I think this definition of transformation is really essential. You know, when clients come to me, you know, I work with high-level executives, CEOs, and, you know, they think I'm going to help them with, you know, dealing with their staff, with, you know, projects that they want to do, and we are going to do that. But we do some fundamental work initially that is around understanding who we are, or, you know, who they are, what they're doing, why they're doing what they're doing. And a transformation does occur. It's really hard to define it. How would you define that?
Well, you know, let's look at it for a second. It's not really change.
Right.
Change happens all the time. I mean, our world is constantly evolving, constantly changing. Everything around us is changing. We change every single day. But this is something a little bit deeper. This is actually a shift in the way that we actually see things. I mean, we can say that we want to change something about ourselves, go on a diet, say, or go to the gym every day, you know. And we try to do that. And, you know, after a little while, there's a whole bunch of unused gym memberships and, you know, failed diets. So what actually has to change in order to make something successful in us? And that's an inner transformation. And that inner transformation is actually shifting the way we not only see things, but what we believe about ourselves, what we believe about the way the world works, our conditioning. And this conditioning lies in a much, much deeper part of ourselves. It's not just in our conscious mind. It lies in this big, vast reservoir in our mind,
right,
in our brain.
We're going to jump into that vast reservoir when we come back, because we are up against a break. I'm getting a yelled at here. So hold that thought and stay with us, and we will we'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. And today our guest is Martha Stredienko, who is a very good friend and colleague of mine. And we are talking about her coaching practice. And when we went to break, we were talking about transformation and really kind of trying to get the actual definition of transformation and what happens to a person when they really start to have this transformation in their lives. You know, I just want to tell a really tiny little story or anecdote about a client of mine who has been a client for probably 3 years now. And in the beginning, I asked him this question. He loves to bake bread. It's one of his hobbies. And I said to him, and also he's very high up on the food chain in his company, of course. And I said to him, if men were dough, what kind of bread would you be making? And when I asked that question, literally, he looked at me like I had 12 heads. But today, he completely gets that question. And he understands that it is about what he is doing and how he is treating other people and how he sees things that has transformed. And he now lives a different life, thinks different things, behaves and reacts, and actually probably doesn't react very much anymore. And that's because of the transformation that took place. So, you know, let's get back to that, Martha.
Let's get back to that.
How does that happen?
And let's look at it from the big picture. And what I mean by that is just the idea of whether we can change, what actually creates the world that we live in and how we see things, and the paradigm that we live in. And I just want to start about beliefs. And we know that our thoughts have tremendous power. Maybe we don't know how much power they have, but we know that they have tremendous power. But where do these thoughts come from? And how do we actually acquire the beliefs that we have? And I want to just propose one thing, which is that everything that we have in our mind and our conscious mind has actually been put there. It's our conditioning. And how it's been put there is we've learned all of these things. And not too long ago, people really thought that you were born the way you were born and that you couldn't change. It was like you were hardwired to be a certain way. Your brain was literally hardwired and you couldn't change that. Now, in the past decade, there have been great advances in science, particularly in the fields of neuroscience and in physics, quantum physics. And our worldview, the way that we see the world because of this, has also really, really changed. The idea of being able to change is now looked at positively. We know that we can change, and this is because of neuroplasticity. And I think everyone pretty much knows that word now because it's so common in our everyday language. But the whole idea is that the brain actually can change, and it changes by the way that we think. Once we start thinking a different way, once we start having different thoughts, different neural pathways are actually created in our brain. And when those, and instead of going down one street, we end up going down another street. And this is a lasting
change. You know, I want to just interject here, and let's really bring this down to layman's terms. So, you know, how is this actually showing up in my everyday life? And it really shows up in habits, in the same reactions, the same thoughts I'm having over and over again. We get into a rut. And I want the listeners to think about these connections and are the defaults as that rut we get in. We do the same thing over and over. Because over time, these things do get kind of hardwired, but it's not permanent. We can actually create new ruts, but more empowering ruts for ourselves in our brain, in essence.
That's right. But here's where the big thing comes in. Where is all of this created? I mean, it's not like the brain creates anything. The brain is really an effect. It's a physical organ. It's a very sophisticated and incredible command center that we have that runs our body, that runs everything in who we are in this physical incarnation. But really, how does that change happen? I mean, you can't find the mind in the brain. The will isn't in the brain. The brain is kind of an effect, and even though it has an effect on us, it in itself is an effect. But where all of this patterning, this energetic patterning, is actually happening is more in your unconscious. And what, you know, the mystics used to call the self, still call the self. We start calling it the self now, too. But this is really happening in your unconscious, which has much, much more power than your conscious mind has. they say that the conscious mind only has about 2-4%, you know, of the power that your brain actually has.
Right.
The rest of it resides in this big, huge iceberg, the bottom of the iceberg, which is your unconscious mind. And that's where all of this repatterning and reprogramming actually has to take place. You can't just decide in your conscious mind you're going to do something, because that's where all the failures really happen. It's really in your unconscious mind. And so the big question then becomes, how do we reprogram that? How do we even know what's there? How do we know what all of these forces, you know, that are compelling us to do the things that we do and to think the way that we think, how can we change them? How can we even see them?
And so how do we do that?
And how do we do that? And, you know, and so here we really come into the power of imagination, the power of visualization, which is actually kind of the genesis of your power of creativity, and the fact that you have free will and that you have choice, and that by thinking in a different way and focusing your thoughts with a lot of energy, you know, and imagining things in a different way, all of this change can actually happen. The unconscious really doesn't know the difference between something that is real, what we call real in the real world, or something that's imagined. It has just as much power.
Yeah, and I want to clarify before we go further that what's already in our unconscious mind, we put there. Or
that's right.
The world around us put there.
That's right.
And what we're really saying is, let's start putting something different in there, something new in there.
That's right, exactly. We're going to put something in there. And this is a practice. This is not something you're going to think once and all of a sudden it's different, because we've all had the experience of that not working. This is actually a practice. And this is where coaching can really help. Because, number one, it can clarify what these different energetic forces that are driving us are, kind of shine a light on all of those. And at the same time, help with, let's call, recalibrating, reprogramming what those forces that we are kind of subject to, in a way, are.
You know, I can just imagine what our listeners are thinking right now. So I'm imagining that they are thinking that we are talking about affirmations.
Affirmations are a big part of it.
Yeah.
But they have to be done in the right way. That you actually have to vividly have a picture, a reality in your mind. And this takes attention and focus. And this is also something that a lot of us really, you know, have a lot of problems with. Our attention span is what? 6 to 8 seconds? When they tell you to build a website, they say, on that first page, put everything you want to put on there, because people's attention span is about 6 to 8 seconds. And that's really true.
Yeah, so
and this is why change isn't really sustainable, because our attention span is so short. And what can help with this? What can help with an attention span? And this is where the spiritual part kind of comes in too, because what has really helped me, and what I think really helps a lot of people, and the results have been these days measurable, is meditation. And we meditate really just for that reason, to be able to focus our minds, to be able to stay in the present moment, to be able to get into that awareness, which in meditation we call the witness state, that actually sees your mind. So who is it? Who is it that actually sees you, that sees all of these thoughts that you're having? You know, and that is, again, it's the witness, it's the self. And once you begin to see all of these thoughts, not only are you able to focus your mind and lengthen your attention span, but you're actually getting into a much deeper part of yourself. You're getting into the self that sees not only your conscious mind, but also your unconscious mind. And the idea isn't so much about the content of that mind. It's the idea of being able to watch that mind.
You know, I don't want the show to be about meditation, although it is a very important component and should be in everyone's life. But I think that Westerners have a different harsh idea about what meditation is, and meditation oftentimes becomes just another place where they can beat themselves up.
Or try to fix their problems.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really not about that at all. It's really about letting all of those go. You don't sit down for the 10, 20 minutes or hour and a half that you meditate, depending on how far you are along in meditation, to do that. You sit there to actually get into that silent witness state, that awareness. It's actually fundamental.
And I was just going to say that this does not mean that your mind goes blank, because that is impossible. What we do is we don't follow the thoughts. We notice them and let them pass.
And the deeper you get into meditation and the longer you do it, sometimes that thought is just the impulse of a thought. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually really sort of play out. You can see that there's somewhere there in the background. But where you're actually centered and where you're focused is not in the thought itself.
So we are about 30 seconds to break. When we come back, I want to jump in a little bit more to the spirituality of this and of transformation and of coaching, because, you know, that's something that's near and dear to my heart, and definitely something that I do with my clients. And I'm very interested in hearing your views, and I'm sure our listeners are interested in hearing what you have to say about that as well. So everyone stick with us through the break. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. back. This is Karen Florence, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Today, our guest is my dear friend, Martha Stradienko, and we are talking about coaching, the spirituality, meditation, how transformation, how all of that is wrapped up into one. So, Martha, let's get a little bit back to that, to the meditation, the spirituality of coaching. What?
Right. We're already into the spirituality of it when we talk about meditation, aren't we? And the reason we're into the spirituality of it is because we're not really talking about the world of matter. We're talking about the world of spirit. So in defining spirituality here, we're talking about, rather than we're not talking about our belief systems. We're not talking about religion. We're not talking about anything like that. And all that's good. But when we're talking about spirituality, what we're talking about is actually looking at the unseen rather than the seen, and dealing with our lives in that way. So in meditation, you're already into that because you're talking with the energies that are a part of you and what you're a part of, really, the larger picture of what you're a part of. And today, you know, spirituality is becoming much, much more prevalent. I mean, certainly it wasn't like that many, many years ago when I started doing this whole thing. But another thing that is happening is that science is becoming much more advanced, again, pretty much in the last decade, and is really seeing that the things that the sages of old have been telling us all along are actually something that science can now see and measure as well. And what we're getting into here is the whole idea of quantum physics and energy fields and, you know, where the power really, really lies. You know, like in nuclear physics, obviously we see so much power in splitting the nucleus of the atom, much more than, you know, in anything else in the physical universe. But now what scientists have discovered is that there is also another layer beneath that. You know, and this is the field that, you know, some scientists have called the A field or the A zone. And this is the field that actually is the source of everything, as far as science knows it today. And this is the field of consciousness. And the reason I say it's the field of consciousness and how it kind of links, you know, to our own consciousness is that this is the field where all the data and the information is actually stored. When they look at this, it's not empty, although it's beyond energy, but it's not empty. It's actually a field that is just full of information. And the reason they call it the A-zone or the A-field is actually kind of in deference to what the mystics call the Akashic Record, where all of the information of the universe is stored, never goes away. Every thought you ever had, everything that ever happened, is literally recorded in this field. And this is like a marriage of spirituality and science. So once we go deeper and deeper and deeper into our own selves, this is really the field that we're accessing, this field of information. And this is kind of the link-up between spirituality and science and matter and our lives. What this tells us is that we have access to information as human beings in a direct experiential way that the mystics have been telling us all along, but now we can actually measure this and see it.
You know, let's just call out a little bit about this, about the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are actually known and recorded in every major religion out there. This is not a new concept. Science might be catching up with it, but this is something that is in all the texts of all the major religions.
Absolutely, absolutely. But now it's no longer a concept, and I think that for the sages of old, it wasn't a concept either. The difference between science and spirituality is that in spirituality, it's a direct experience of it. In science, it's observed. But it's something that we can now observe and see, and it kind of makes the other one a little bit more palatable for us, you know, since we today in our society really rely on science as an explanation of everything. You know, before that wasn't so. There wasn't a science, really.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the psychologists were the mystics. And they gave us information that psychologists are now catching up to, too. But we can get all of this information as well as a direct experience by spiritual practice. And part of that spiritual practice is also in the mind. It's also understanding all of this, reading about the concepts and kind of making this a possibility for yourself.
So how do we get there with coaching?
So with coaching, we're going to go back a couple of steps, you know, in the sort of the onion of how the world works, the layers that are there, and we're going to go back to our real experience as it is today, and actually look at what our beliefs are, where they come from, and working with these beliefs, you know, and kind of in a way neutralizing them. So they don't have the power over us, and creating other beliefs to take their place. And maybe a better way of putting it is creating a different understanding, a different awareness about it, that then creates and leads to an inner transformation, a shift in perspective.
Yeah, you know, when clients first come to us, they don't know why they're doing what they're doing. But I assure you that what you need to know, you do have access to. And coaching does, and let's talk a little bit about how we actually do that, how mm-hmm. we get them, help them find the pathway to find the door to the information that they need to begin that transformation I don't like the word change because I think change is hard. Once you understand and see, you automatically shift. There's no work about it.
It's more of an unfolding.
Yeah.
You know, and the inner work that you do is actually the practice that you do and the intention that you put into it and your desire for it. So that's really the work that you do. And then as you kind of, you know, sort of move along the path, a lot of things begin to happen. And I think that one of the first things that starts to happen in a coaching relationship is honesty. And the coaching relationship creates that space where that kind of honesty can really happen. It creates a safe space. And not only does it create a safe space, but it also, because the coach is kind of holding you in a sacred space, there's sort of a resonance that happens which allows the person that's being coached to enter into that space themselves. And once the honesty starts happening, all kinds of things start happening. You know, some of it is very emotional because, you know, you're releasing things that you've been holding on to for such a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about that safe space, I think that is something that is really important to drive home, because when you were working with a good coach, Martha's a good coach, she and I are definitely on the same belief system about judgment and right and wrong and positive and negative. It's all good. And when you work with a coach who lets you know that you are okay right now, everything is okay right now, there is nothing to be worried about, there is nothing, you're not going to be judged when you say this thing. You've been beating yourself up, your coach is not going to be doing that. And there's something really, what do I want to say, sweet about coming to a session and knowing that you're going to be accepted exactly as you are, and it's all good. Everything is good.
I think what you're talking about is that what's really created is a space of love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that love, you know, is really at the core of who we really are. And
yeah.
Stepping into that space, you know, really allows a lot of different things to emerge.
So we are ready to go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Martha, and we're going to talk about more about how coaching can help us find that core, that inner truth about ourselves that allows us to transform and really live magnificent lives out in the open. So just hold on to your seats. We'll be right back.
Okay.
to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence, and you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Today we're talking to Martha Stradienko, and we're talking about Martha's style of coaching, which is very similar to mine, and we're having a good time. Let's go into, we're talking about the actual coaching and how coaching can help with transformation. So Martha, let's pick it up where we left off. And how coaching?
Well, we were already talking about how coaching can help you change your beliefs, mm-hmm. and that the beliefs are really living in your unconscious mind. And so, a lot of the methodology that we use in coaching is really in accessing what those beliefs really are. We may think we know what they are, but very often we don't know what they are. You know, we think we believe in this, we think we believe in that, but actually our behavior and the way that the world around us is manifesting isn't really quite that. So, you know, so we use a lot of different techniques in order to do this. And I know that you and I, Karen, both use a lot of visualization and active imagination to bring some of this stuff out. And not only do we use it to see what's already there, but we also use it to visualize what we want. And a lot of times we don't know what that is. We start the process of coaching and we have no idea what it is that we want. We think we want one thing, but really we want another thing. So a lot of this is the process of clarifying what that is, what your vision really is. And also...
Well, you know, we were talking on break about methodology that we use that allows the unconscious mind to, I always say... it up what it is that it wants us to know. And I always tell clients right from the get-go, your unconscious is not going to reveal anything that's going to be so shocking that you can't handle. There's tons of stuff in there, and it is going to start releasing it as you're able to hear it and work with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of trick the ego to being quiet and allow the unconscious to start revealing what's in there through some of the exercises that we do. And those are some of the most interesting and surprising exercises that we do with our clients, is when their unconscious gets to say what it wants to say.
Yes, that's right. And I think that one of the methodologies that I find the most effective is what's known as voice dialogue. And I think that you use this too, Karen, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And this is really, you know, looking at ourselves is not just one entity, but really kind of a conglomeration of different parts. And I think that most of us can relate to this, especially when there's some kind of an inner conflict or turmoil going on. It's almost as if there, one part of us is saying this and the other part of us is saying that, and it's kind of a tug of war. And so this process actually allows you to give some of these parts a voice and say what they really want to say. And it's really surprising what comes out, because you don't actually think this in your conscious mind.
Absolutely.
But it's there all along.
Yeah.
And it's actually having a very, very direct and very strong effect on the way you live your life.
Yeah.
So giving some of these parts of yourself a voice.
What's interesting about parts work is what happens is, and I've had parts work done with me, with my own coach, and you know, memories that you have completely consciously forgotten sometimes come up. But I think one of the most interesting things about parts work is that the conscious mind gets to observe the unconscious mind.
Exactly, and that's actually the goal of it.
Yeah.
Is to actually get yourself, you know, into a place of awareness of all of this.
Yeah.
And really, the whole idea of voice dialogue and the people that kind of, you know, sort of invented this whole process, although I'm sure it's not really new, you know, their whole idea of it is really the psychology of the selves, but it's about self-awareness.
Exactly. And what we mean by that is that we have our parts, and just to throw a few out, we've got our inner critic, we've got our perfectionist, you know, we've got that the inner child. There's so many parts. And what happens is sometimes one of our parts gets what I call a really big mouth and takes over.
That's
and
right.
Becomes the driver.
It starts when you running do the show.
Work, your
and where are you then? You know, if your inner child is running the show, then, you know, what are your chances of really succeeding? So what we're doing here is befriending these parts. We're actually embracing all of these parts of ourselves. We're not fighting them, but we are not only allowing them a voice, but also allowing the parts themselves to transform.
Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about what happens to a person, because, you know, we talk about the spirituality aspect of it, and once we become aware of who we are, and you know, this idea of discover who you really are, this is what we're talking about, but we're talking about it with our feet on the ground. This
That's
is a
right.
grounded, this is grounded work. This
it's
is work
grounding
we'll
work.
Have.
It's not pie in the sky.
Exactly.
Our heads aren't in the clouds, although they get into the clouds for a little bit.
Sure.
They get into the clouds for a little bit so that you can gain the perspective that you need. And but then you want to bring it down to a practical way of living.
Right.
And what's happening really is all of this stuff that's kind of had a hold on you begins to loosen that hold. That grip is no longer as tight. And you find yourself much freer. You're actually liberated from all of this. You're living from a different place.
Exactly.
You're creating a space for possibility, whereas before, you may have thought about that possibility, but it wasn't really there because there was always something stopping you.
And you didn't know what it was. And now.
And you didn't know what it was.
Right.
So in a very real way, what you're doing are removing obstacles. And these are your obstacles. They're all
right.
Inner obstacles. There's nothing out there that's stopping you from doing anything you want to do or being anybody you want to be. There's nothing that's really impossible.
Right.
What's really possible once you get your thoughts focused, once your awareness is there, once you really aren't being controlled and driven by other parts of yourself, This is just one way of talking about it, of course. Right. There are a lot
and
of different ways of
talking about
it.
What's really interesting is I always say to clients that the coaching actually takes place between the sessions. We do the excavating, the digging in the sessions. But it is when you get out in your life and you behave differently, and it's almost like you have to turn around and say, oh, look what I just did. I did something completely different than I normally do. And that is what the shift is.
And that's where the transformation actually happens.
Absolutely.
Because you are actually doing it from the same person you always were, from a different point of view.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, that person out there who was previously your enemy isn't really your enemy anymore. And just that little shift, what a difference that makes in your life when you see somebody as not the enemy.
It absolutely does. I cannot believe that our show is already at the end. So, Martha, I want to give you the opportunity, the last 2 minutes we have remaining. Give us your contact information. How do people work with you?
All right. Well, I've got a couple of websites. And one of them really focuses more on meditation, also Aikido, if anybody is an Aikido practitioner. And that's mandorlacoaching.com. That's spelled M-A-N-D-O-R-L-A coaching.com. And then my personal coaching website is my name, marthastrudienko.com. And I won't go through the whole thing of spelling my last name right now, but it will be on Karen's website, onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. And you can access my website through there, too.
And I just may throw out that Martha is one of the Tabula Rasa coaching members, so she her information is absolutely always on our website, so you always
That's
be able
right.
to access Martha
right.
through our website. Generally, how long do you work with a client?
You know, I really find that the coaching process really isn't that long, and usually it's about a 3-month period. And within those 3 months, people really kind of get to enough of a shift that they sort of fly on their own. All this information is pretty much on my website, as well as some of the methodology and also, just some of the ideas that are kind of at the core of my coaching and how I coach. And a lot of this is in the blog pages. Also, there's meditation instruction there. If anybody who is interested in starting a meditation practice and doesn't do it, there's a meditation instruction in my blog.
And Martha gives wonderful meditation classes as well. So
and I also teach meditation, that's
does,
right. I just find it to be such an integral part of life and of, and change and transformation that, I just highly recommend it for anyone.
I completely agree. And Martha, of course, is one of the people that I partner with the travel workshop. So we're going to be doing another workshop in Italy, probably in the spring. We're actually setting that date right now, so keep watching the website, and you'll be able to access our trips. And, we'll certainly be doing a lot of announcing about that. And here we are at the end of the show. Martha, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I love talking about this stuff. And
and
kind of bring you down more into a practical realm.
Okay, thanks. Okay, have a great weekend, and that's it for today. Bye.
All righty, bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. To discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose. Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Guess what? The Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.